TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. A lot of conversations go on in the Score North prep room. You get to hear them with a cast of characters and your host, Danny Cunningham. It's Cluster Fun.
No, it's not. It doesn't matter.
You don't think?
No, Twins can be swept. It doesn't matter. Look at those last 13 games.
I know. You should go
12-1.
I was talking to our colleague Jake Depew this morning. He said he does not have a good feeling about what could happen if the Twins get swept this weekend. He thinks it could lead to a collapse, especially given the state of all the health.
I am. If the Twins do not win the division with those final 13 games, I'm calling for immediate heads. I'm calling for firings right away. It would be one of the most epic choke jobs in Major League Baseball history.
Great.
Detroit is gone. They're home. There are bodies on the field, but there's no soul in those bodies.
There hasn't been soul all year.
You have 7 games left against the Royals.
They're playing better.
They are, and they can score some runs. But if you can't beat them, shame on you. I'll give you a loss to the White Sox if Giolito starts and pitches as well as he did at Target Field, what, about 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
I'll give you that, 12-1. It will be one of the, seriously, if this team does not win the division, even if you get swept in Cleveland, one of the most epic collapses of all time.
It would be great.
I don't even want to go there because the judgment, the disdain, the anger that would be felt would be off the charts. So yeah. I'm assuming that no matter what happens, and by the way, you're going to face 3 really good pitchers in Cleveland. And also, as I keep saying, you're not a good matchup.
No, they're not.
Cleveland loves to play you.
Yes.
Cleveland beats you a lot. But with those last 13 games, if you don't win the division, Danny Cunningham, we have another discussion entirely, and the vitriol from that discussion will be of the like that we have not seen in this town in a long time.
I'm rooting to see what Judd Zolgad would look like under those scenarios. I think it could be some fantastic content. But you brought up the pitching matchup, and I think that it's interesting because this weekend is the closest the Twins are going to have to a playoff atmosphere until potentially the playoffs. It's also going to be the closest thing to a simulation of that Astros.
It's not even close, right?
While Houston's lineup's better than Cleveland.
Oh, no. I'm saying the simulation of a playoff series is not even close.
Correct, yes.
This is it.
Yes, like by far. But yep. Also the pitching matchup. You're going against Aaron Civale, Mike Clevinger, and Shane Bieber. While that's not exactly Justin Verlander,
Clevinger.
Garrett Cole, Aaron, and Zach Greinke, it's close. It's as close as you're going to get.
Yeah, and that's fine. But right now, the first 2 games in the series against Washington, you've been putting out what amounts to sort of a quad A lineup, right?
Yeah.
And last night, and I don't get this, and I didn't go, but last night I don't understand why Mitch Garver didn't pinch hit. He's got 30 home runs, and he's left on the bench. And by the way, Mitch Garver can play some first base.
Sure.
So Astudillo doesn't have to play.
No, he's not good.
But you could have pinch hit. You would have been, and we talk about, you know, position flexibility, right? And all these guys could play positions, and you're so proud of that. Mitch Garver can play. They thought at one point that Garver was such a crappy catcher, and now this is pre-2019, but they thought that Garver was such a bad catcher that they worked him, I believe, in Rochester at first base in left field. So why he didn't pinch hit, I don't get. But, yes, they are definitely what? Sano's got the bad back.
Yeah.
Gonzalez still has the abdominal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Kepler is, I don't know what, but he's got a bunch of things wrong.
I
would guess. Okay, so he's got some problems, and I think his knee still hurts. But the point being is, you are definitely resting guys. But if you put the lineup, if you use the lineup that you've used for those first 2 games against the Nationals for those last 13 games and don't win this division, I can't imagine. I can't even go there.
Yeah, that'd be something.
And Cleveland's going to be tough. And Cleveland's tough. And Cleveland beat you. Cleveland, when you match up against Cleveland, Cleveland has the advantage.
They like playing you.
They love playing you. They've got starting pitching, and they've got a bullpen that they actually ideally don't have to get to.
Yeah.
That's the key there.
Well, like even Zach Plesac threw a complete game shutout against the Angels.
And
the
Terry lets people do that.
Yeah.
Although
last night he pulled Adam Plutko after 4 2/3 innings.
But Bieber can throw what? 120?
They'll let those guys 115? Throw 120, 125 pitches. Mike Clevinger's going to empty
but
the
just
tank
bang this game
night.
Tonight. Just and if you need it, just come back and play it. There's no
play
reason.
The game.
Are we supposed to get rain all day again?
Yeah.
Till 7-8. Okay. Oh, well, then they'll play. Oh, if they're going to get it till 7 or 8, I didn't realize. Declan just said until about. Oh.
You going, Declan?
Not, yeah, I'll be there.
You going, Judd?
If they start around 8, I might go. Yeah, if they start at 9, probably not.
I might go just to hang out with you guys. Just to
it was empty last night, but I can't blame people.
No, I didn't go last night either.
Strasburg starts. It's a fun game. But also, you know, look at what they put up against Steven Strasburg, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put very much up against
it. No, they did not.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback. You've got all offseason. You've got all offseason to get mono, and you get it now? The Jets are how
it's
much
not
do
the
Jets
worst thing for me? I needed this.
How much do the Jets just jet? Yeah, because the Browns are playing.
I needed this. Although I don't think Sam Darnold's very good, anyways. Like I would not trust him.
I don't know about that.
I'm not a Sam Darnold.
I don't like
fan.
The Jets at all. So I'm not
a Sam Darnold fan. I think he throws far too many interceptions.
I think he's hurt by playing for the Jets.
But he had the same problems at USC, and USC is one of the most talented programs in the country.
Well, how do you get mono? Like, you've had all offseason to get mono, man. That's when you're supposed to get mono.
I don't have an answer.
And now the starting quarterback, as you pointed out to me, former Viking Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
How about that? Trevor Siemian.
The Browns win on Monday.
I was going to say, yeah, and if they don't, I expect you to go after them strong.
And
probably call for the dismissal of the inexperienced, non-qualified Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
This was a bad idea. I told you it was a bad idea. Why don't they have a veteran coach? You know what I would do?
What?
I'd fire Kitchens, and I would take that watch. I would literally take the watch off Beckham's wrist and smash it and say, now you know what? Now you don't have a problem. Now you and your $300,000 watch don't have a problem because it's gone because I smashed it. Now go play football.
That's what Judd Zolged would do. I don't know if I'd go that far, but that's where we're at. This has been Cluster Fun. Vikings Vent Line coming up in about 20 minutes on Score North on 1500. If you want to get in touch with us, 651-646-8255 or get us on the app, the Score North app, available for Apple and Android devices. We'll talk to you soon.